Congratulate Cincinnati on advancing, and obviously we got a disappointed group of guys in the locker room. And the one thing I told them, you know what, I would take the blame for this loss, as I will for all 11 of them. I'm 0-11, and I guess they're 23-0. I had them prepared to play against a Cincinnati team that would not go away. They're a very physical basketball team, and I thought in the end that was the difference in the game. They had some offensive rebounds that really, really hurt us. And then I look at the shooting percentage. If you don't shoot the ball, it does not give you the opportunity to really get into your defense. The times we shot it and got into our defense, I thought it was effective. But, you know, hats off to Cincinnati. I thought they did a good job, and when they had an opportunity to attack us, I got some offensive rebound. We cut it to 6, and I thought, hey, you know what? We're getting ready to really get one of these great runs. And for some reason, it's just kind of an odd feeling. It just didn't happen tonight. But, again, you got some hurt guys because they're used to surviving and advancing in this tournament. But I'm sure they're vowed to get back and get back here. I think they tasted it. The young guys did with a guy like Phil, Ricky, and I'm sure they're vowed to get back.
Okay, we'll open it up for questions for Phil Pressey and Marcus Denman at this point. Please raise your hand and a microphone will be brought to you. Please identify yourself and your affiliation.
Ron Bailey, HoyerReport.com. For Pressey, were you surprised at their ability to get to the rim off the bounce? I thought Dixon did a good job of that, as well as Cash Wright.
I just think they prepare well for our defense, and I don't think we did a good job of getting back and stopping them, so I just think they just did a good job of getting to the hoop.
Mike DeArmond, Kansas City Star. Marcus, the game started kind of like the start of your season. It ended kind of like the end. The problems not have just had no solutions the last half of the season.
What's your question?
Defense and keeping them off the rim. It looked like you could do that early and didn't late.
Well, I mean, it's hard to get in your defense when you're not making shots. I felt that we did a good job on the defensive end at times. But when you can just keep playing defense for 40 minutes, but eventually you got to put the ball in the basket. And I felt that eventually some of their shots started falling. I mean, we fought hard out there, but we just came up short.
Bill Cook, Cincinnati Inquirer. How much of you not making those shots was their defense? What were they doing to you defensively?
I mean, they're a good defensive team, but I felt that we got some of the looks that we normally would like to have, and we just didn't knock them down tonight on the biggest stage. I just really feel disappointed that we didn't. And, credit to Cincinnati. I mean, they're a good defensive team.
All right, Tyron and Joe. Yes. We got one in the back. Sam.
Matt Rocchio, KCOU. What adjustments did you guys try to make at halftime, and were they successful overall?
Bill?
We just pretty much tried to continue to attack the rim. And if we were able to score, we'd be able to get into our defense a lot quicker. So I just think, like Marcus said earlier, we played defense for a good amount of time, but there were certain times where we needed to score and we couldn't do so. So we got great looks, we just couldn't get it tonight. So.
Other questions for Marcus or Phil? No? Okay, guys, you guys will be dismissed. Thank you. And we'll open it up for questions for Coach Anderson as well.
Joseph White with the AP. Coach, yesterday you said this game would hinge on who could impose whose will. You guys struggle. I mean, you used a lot more of the shot clock, I know, than you're used to. What did Cincinnati do that kept you guys from playing?
Well, I'll tell you what, early on we came out and we were in a rhythm. I thought we were making shots. And then I thought we had a couple of players that went to the zone, and that kind of – I thought we were a little tentative against the zone. I really thought we were tentative. I thought – first couple of plays we had, I think we went inside. We got a nice little, Bowers got a nice little layup. And then we had some opportunities to score. We had a dunk that we missed. We had a bunch of layups that we missed. We had some spot ups that we missed. I thought the rhythm of the game changed. And I thought Mick did a good job of just kind of mixing it up. But as these guys talked about, you got to put the ball in the hole, but you also got to have stops. And I thought at times, especially in the first half, there was a little period there when we went a little zone, and they were able to get maybe three offensive rebounds or three and ones that we call. And those kind of really gave them the momentum. I think that gave them the cushion that they had at halftime. The game was going back and forth, and you expect that in this tournament. But, again, give those guys credit. They did a good job, and we just came up a little short. The rhythm of the game at times was our liking. A lot in the second half, it was a little bit better flow for us, but we were always fighting uphill, And when you got guys that normally score for you, not scoring, it puts a burden on those other guys. I thought Ricky came off the bench, Craig Lowe, and gave us some super energy. As I said, we cut it to six, and boy, you can see we thought we were getting ready to go on the run, but they answered inside with big Yates. He made some big time buckets for them.
Mike Bahe Gregorian from the Post-Dispatch. Two things. One, just it seems like I think this is maybe the sixth game in a row you guys have sort of shot substantially less well than you did earlier in the season. I wonder if there's a few common denominators to that. And then the brief question, too, is just if you ever felt like you got your defense going the way you fully wanted it to this year.
Well, you know what? I really, in my mind, I looked at the stat sheet at halftime, and I'm going like, you know, are we kind of hitting the wall, or, you know, we're tired out? Because, again, you know, to play the way we play, you got to play with a certain amount of energy. And not only that, if you look at the shots that we had a lot of, you know, shots right there at the basket that we normally make, and it allows us to get in our defense. So you can go back and say there's a lot of different things, but at the same time, we just didn't make those plays. We didn't make the plays that we had to. And with a young team, and I keep telling people, not necessarily young, but I think more inexperienced when you talk about that. You know, the last couple of years, we've had experienced guards come into this thing here. And I think you saw tonight, you saw some glimpses of the future. That's what you saw. When you saw a guy like Phil Pressey out there running things just kind of everywhere. You saw glimpses of the future with a guy like Ricky Cracklow, just giving us that blue-collar mentality. So, again, there were some positive things that took place. And so that means now with the guys returning, you got seniors. And those seniors have tasted the success of NCAA tournament play. And now, maybe with the experience of the young guys and the older guys, there'll be a big-time hunger for us to not only get here, but to advance as well.
Nick Cheney, KCOU. It seemed like Cincinnati did a great job handling the pressure. They didn't turn the ball over much. Did you ever think about switching out, trying something different? Other than the style that you had, you know, made your mark with, did you think that there was anything else that you could have done?
Well, we did. I thought we changed it up, but they were able to score against our zone. They scored, inside against our zone. So we mixed it up. We were trying to kind of ranch it up a little bit just to change the nature of the game. But I still thought our defense, you know, it was effective because I thought they didn't just come down and run their sets. I mean, they had to create and make plays. And that's why I said give them credit. They made some plays. And I thought a lot of those plays came on maybe offensive rebounds, and especially in the second half. We made them hurry up some shots, and we just didn't come up with the ball.
We got time for one or two more. Let me go back down here.
Ron Bailey, HawaiiReport.com. Coach, would you care to answer or talk about rumors that may link you to Arkansas in the near future?
Well, you know, I don't deal with rumors. Again, that's a rumor, and I thought I'd dealt with that already. I'm excited about what's taking place at Missouri. I plan on being in Missouri. That's the bottom line. I mean, we've done some great things, and we will continue to do some great things. I got a young basketball team, so that's something we've already dealt with. And that's, for the most part, you know, we're excited in the future.
We got two more. We're going to start over there.
Yes.
Dave Briggs with the Columbia Tribune. How would you ultimately kind of judge the success of this season? I know, were the expectations maybe a little unfair with how young you guys were at the guards when you guys went into the top 10? And I guess, how would you ultimately judge this season? Is it a little disappointing just because of the standards you guys have set here?
Well, I think that's probably, we set some standards, and high standards, and I thought we had a great non-conference. We got in our conference, and I thought we had some bumps along the way, which I anticipated that, you know, with this basketball team. When you lose, as I always say, you lose the heart and soul of our basketball team. You got to replace those guys, and not only that, now you got to find guys to fill those roles. And so through the course of the year, you find out the guys that really can give you those roles, can make it up. That's why I said with JT Tiller and Zaire Taylor, Keith Ram, those guys were common denominators for the last 2 years. So I thought this team fought and scratched and clawed. I thought in the end, I thought that inexperience caught up with us. I thought that's the difference between winning on the road. I mean, we've been in games, but again, you got to be able to finish, and we just didn't have that. We didn't do a good job in terms of finishing. That's where it falls back to Mike Anderson.
Matt Rocchio, KCOU. Losing only one senior this next year, where is this team moving forward?
Oh, I think we got an opportunity to bring in some quality players to help this basketball team. And as I said, you know, you only get experience by going through things like this here. So what better way for our young guys to get some experience going to the NCAA? I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, say their team are young, but they're at home. So these guys have an opportunity to participate in it, and not only that, now we have hopefully a senior-oriented team, but we'll add some more guys to go along with it. We've got to get a little bit more physically, I think tougher and tougher at the rims, but I think the hunger's there. I saw some hurt guys. They were in tears in that locker room.
Okay, Coach. Thank you.
All right, thank you.